5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Hi, Farrell on the bench with you. And here we are, two outs, bottom of the seventh. Dodgers, runners at first and second. Fairbanks pitching to Barnes, and he'll fly out to the second baseman, Lau, and they get out of the jam. So they're down to six outs. They have to score a run or to tie it, two to win it. And if they don't get a run, it's over. And the Dodgers will win their first world championship since 1988. What does that do to you, Carver High? Anything at all? Any emotions whatsoever about the LA Dodgers winning the World Series? Now, I know that you're a little too young probably to have any kind of semblance of knowledge of the Dodger-Yankee rivalry from back in the 80s.
Yeah, I missed all that. I did not get the late 70s, early 80s Yankee-Dodger rivalry. That completely missed me. Dodger emotion-wise, it's not really there for me, obviously. I mean, the only thing this is money-wise, wanting them to win because of tickets. But look, I remember seeing them win in 88, and they haven't won since, so they're not high on my radar of teams I can't stand.
I got to tell you, though, like when I grew up watching the Yankees and Dodgers, to me, that was as good as it gets. I remember that like it was yesterday. It was as good as it gets in baseball, that rivalry. When those two were facing off, not only was it great baseball, but it was as, you know, big as television had ever seen anything in terms of, you know, Los Angeles and New York, the two biggest cities in this country going head to head in the World Series in prime time. It was awesome, right? And it was on like network television, the whole deal. There was none of this cable TV and all this other stuff. It was just straight network television, and it was incredible. And everything about it was better. The announcers, the you know, broadcast booth, everything. Legends calling the games. And this is cheesy.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, We bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Carver High was just admiring some of the work that we've seen lately from some of our pitchers here that we've been abusing in the World Series, from the Rays and the Dodgers, the hack pitchers that they've
thrown out. there's a few that when they come in the game, you know, you just cringe.
Anderson blew the game. Double and a wild pitch. You can blame
him. And they're not going to score now, because now the Dodgers have brought Urias in the game, and he has been so good that they'll probably let him finish this whole thing off, right?
Yeah, like they did
against the Braves. Like they did against Game 7 against the Braves. They did the same thing.
It's already two outs, and Lau's up, and he's about to strike out. It's 1-2, and he's going to blow it right past him, and it's going to be three outs. They'll be three outs away. Trust me, they're drinking champagne tonight. This is over. You know this is over, because they just can't hit. A Rosarena came up, flew out to Bellinger, and that was it. I told you right then the series was over, because I told you even earlier, I said he hit a home run his first at bat. He hasn't done jack since, because it's a one hit a night team. They have one big hit a night, a home run, a double, a triple, whatever it is, but nobody else does jack. None of them produce. I don't care what anyone says. It's the most anemic hitting World Series team I've ever seen. Like, honestly, like he just struck out like golfing. I mean, it was like a 56 degree wedge swing on an off speed pitch. He looked like he was literally at the driving range hitting wedges. That's how bad that swing was by Lau. Now, I can't even explain how Lau hit like three home runs in the World Series, because I think he sucks too. You can quote me on all this. I do not believe that I've ever seen a team, in my opinion, that in the World Series that I can ever remember that hit as bad as this team. You can't even like argue with it, Carver High. What team is a worse hitting team than the Rays? I mean,
no, it would be very hard to think of it. It would be extremely hard to try to come up with a team that, you know, just isn't that efficient offensively. You know, they've hit a couple of home runs here and there. The averages are real low. They strike out a ton. It's kind of an embodiment of baseball in 2020. It's the way
that is there a way to look up? Because I'm not that smart. Can you look up like their World Series team batting average for this series?
Sure.
Because I'm not that clever. I'm very busy. I will say, as you know, just an off subject, right off, I fall off the table with this one. But young Chop is sick. She's got like a cold or something going, and I'm just like so skeeved. Like, I am just not interested in. I want to like send her to a hotel. I want to like send her to the Residence Inn or something, because she's just like sick as a dog. And I'm like, does she got the Hanta? First thing. So I'm sitting on the couch watching the World Series. I look over and she's just blowing her nose, and I'm like, I looked at her because, you know, my kids don't really like talk to me or anything because they're teenagers, and they know I'm cool. They're like, he's really cool. Don't mess with him. With like their friends are like, don't worry, my dad's really cool. You can just ignore him. He won't say nothing to you. So anyway, I look over at her and I'm like, what are you doing? Are you sick or something? And she's like, yeah, I got a really bad cold. I go, how'd you get that? And she said, I got it at school from my friend. She said, my friend gave it to me. He's in my classes, and he got really sick, and then he gave it to me. I was like, well, Were you making out with him? Like, what do you mean you got, he gave it to you? She's like, I just, you know, I'm in classes with him all day and he got everyone sick. I'm like, so I said to 34C, I was like, does she got the Hanta? What does she got? Like, does she got, because now, like, a cold to me is just like, is it not like, don't you worry, Carver? I like a cold. Is there anything more unreliable than information that somebody has a cold? The first thing I think of, two things I think of, when someone gets a cold now and a cough, I think COVID. When someone gets a fever, the first thing I think is COVID. I saw a commercial today with the New York Health Commissioner. He's like, it's flu season. Like, who gives a rat's ass about the flu when the Hanta's going around? Like, I'm not even worried about the flu. I took a flu shot 2 months ago, but I don't even worry about the flu. The flu's like amateur hour. I'm talking about getting a, you know, hose shoved up your mouth in ICU, the Hanta. And then I see her and she's just got a stack of like snot rags on the sofa. And I'm like, bro, are you going to like, I said, listen, bro, you can't leave those snot rags laying around on my sofa. I said, this sofa's hollowed ground. I got like a L-shaped sofa the size of Texas. I mean, this thing is like a 12-person sofa. One of them long, you know, the ones with the different pieces. Yeah, I don't know what they call them, but it's just enormous. And I said, you can't be leaving like your Hanta rags on my sofa. She's like, I can't help it, dude. I'm sick. What do you want? I'm like, well, I want is me to be in another room. I said, I'm just not hanging out with you at all. Oh, no. Here's Betts hitting a home run to ice it in the bottom of the eighth. Mookie Betts with the solo shot to left. And good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. The World Series is over as Mookie Betts hits a 434-foot shot. 3-1, Dodgers. They're three outs away from Champagne City in Lipstick City. The Lakers will win the NBA championship, and in the same month, the Dodgers will win the World Series championship from the Rays after trailing 1-0. Nice job by Kevin Cash pulling Blake Snell, who was having a perfect game. I mean, honestly, I can't avoid it. I know there's no one in baseball that would agree with me that you got to take him out after he gave up the hit. But I'm sorry. I think they're all wrong. Everyone will say that's the right move that Cash did. But Carver, I am not buying it. I don't take out a guy throwing a 2-hit, 9 strikeout gem. I don't know.
I knew he was going to do it, but I don't agree with it. I mean, these guys, it's over nerding. I mean, that's just really all that it comes down to, over nerding. You know, they've got to take their charts and their graphs, and they've got to say, well, this is it. Now's the time to do this. And I did look, by the way, Rays in the World Series, just the World Series.
209.
228. Well, that doesn't include tonight. So that was going into tonight. So it's possible that it's down to 209 now. But 228.
I mean,
and so many ones, you know, Adamas 176, Meadows 153, Choi 143, Lau 143. Even with Wendell. Three homers.
What's Wendell?
Even with Wendell 133.
He's a buck 20.
133. Zanino had a donut until he just had that hit last inning. So. Really just awful.
Was he hitting 0-0-0 in the World Series?
Zanino was going into tonight, yes.
He was 0-for. So
he was 0-for-13 going into this game.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing. But I have to tell you, I think Mookie Betts is going to be the MVP because he ended up having all those go-ahead runs, stolen bases, plays at the plate, winning runs. Go-ahead run tonight, and he had the go-ahead run tonight and a home run to ice it. And he was 30-1, right? I think he was 30-1.
Yes, because he had not done much since game one. I don't know if they'll give it to him. I don't think they're going to give it to Mookie Betts. I think Seager's going to get it. There was some chatter today that they might push to give it to Kershaw, but honestly, I don't – that would be more – sentimental, I guess. I think that Seager's done enough.
You know, it's been a piece of everybody. I think Seager's going to get it. That would be my – that's who I would give it to probably.
Seager's up right now. He's over 3 in game 6. And how about your boy Fairbanks just threw the ball over the umpire's head on the fastball? He's so wild. He just threw it over. Not only did he throw it over the catcher's glove, he threw it over the umpire's head. He just threw a, like, Bad News Bears pitch. I mean, it was bad. Oh, the Dodgers are going to win it all. I'm going to kill myself. Nice knowing you.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think of that, Carver High, that Budweiser has a zero alcohol beer now? Think I should get involved in that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's made, you know, for people like you who just want to, you still want to indulge and not have the side effects. That's why they created that stuff. It's been around for a while. And now they've decided to jump in the pool.
Have you ever had like a decent non-alcoholic, like a St. Pauli girl non-alcoholic or a like a O'Doul's or any of that? Have you ever had a non-alcoholic beer?
I might have tasted one once, and I said, "This is not, this isn't my bag." So
it's not happening.
Yeah, it's not in the mix. See,
I got 30 years of professional drinking on my resume and on my rap sheet. So my days of drinking were just absolutely like a British sailor. I had just rock star status. So when I quit, I can't even believe I quit drinking, honestly, because I drank more than anyone. But I have, I don't drink, so I see no purpose in drinking a non-alcoholic beer, because if I start drinking those, you know, I'll be one step away from just getting right back on that horse. You know, I'm going to just like, you'll go right from the non-alcohol. You'll be like, I'm not getting anything out of this. I got to step my game up. I got to go over to Carver High's and drink a keg of Bud Light. You know that's what'll happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing that you can walk into, is a situation like that. So you just stay away from it. That's all you need to do.
So do you believe the non-alcoholic beer would be the gateway drug to going right back to the bottle? Right back to that Bacardi and that rum and coke buzz I like, and that Patron sipping them tequila shots and then JMO shots. I was a professional Jameson drinker. Johnny Walker. How about your boy Mafia and I? When High Heat dropped a bottle of Johnny Gold on my front steps during the divisional semis in the NFL playoffs a few years ago, back in the day, Mafia was out there licking it up with his tongue. He was so devastated that the guy had dropped the bottle of Gold on the front steps in the ice and snow. They were out there with my dog licking it up with their tongues. Not even kidding. You think I'm kidding? You drop a bottle of Gold, that's a problem. It broke.
Yeah, that's you don't want to let that go to waste.
You don't come back from that.
Nah, that's a good bottle. You don't want to do that.
I think you almost have to go on a run right to the liquor store and get it, you know, replaced. You know what I mean? If you blow that, if you fumble Leon Lett style at the doorstep going into the party with a bottle of Gold and you butcher that, you got to go right back into the car and make a run to the liquor store. You got to come back. You know, it's like having a bad inning, like Anderson, the the double and the wild pitch, you got to put him right back out there. See if he can give up a few more runs.
Get right back on the horse.
Get right back on it. I got to tell you, no offense to anybody. I really, you know, I don't want to sound like a bummer or anything, but I just absolutely, I don't know what it is. I just don't want to see this Dodger team celebrating for the next hour on television. You know what I mean? Like when they win it, they're going to have this, they're going to have at least a 1 hour postgame show, aren't they? Or do they go right off the air on Fox and they take it over like on Baseball Network and ESPN?
I mean, you'll get the main features of it. You know, they'll quickly get everybody out on the field for the presentation of the trophy and the MVP, and then Fox will cut away and you'll probably get, you know, extended coverage over on FS1 or something like that. I mean, you don't have to stick with it. I mean, you can make the choice to turn away if you'd like. And this is going to be it. You know, I was thinking about this earlier today. You know, we waited so long to get sports back in the mix, right? I mean, we went from March all the way to the end of July.
Right.
And then from basically the first week in August until right now, because tonight it's looking like three more outs will be the last night of baseball.
That's
right.
We just had
basically, you know, almost three straight months of solid day in, day out, NBA, NHL, MLB, nonstop for 3 months. And now it's just going to poof, be gone.
Crash.
We're going to be left with the NFL and college football, which we love, but it's not the nightly thing like we had with those other three sports. And the other thing about it, Scotty, is we don't know when those three sports are coming back. Like, I know that you got Manfred saying, hey, you know, we're going to need people in the building. You've got the NHL kind of saying the same thing. You know, NHL and NBA are throwing you that early January Christmas Day stuff, but we don't have any official, you know, stamp of approval on that yet. So we just went three straight months, and now we're kind of back into that no man's land with these sports.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible. You know, I have a buddy that actually bets. Like he was betting that KBO, is that what it's called? The Korean baseball?
Yes.
He was still going on.
They're in the playoffs or something, I think.
Yeah, he like bets that every day of his life, and I'm like, you must be nuts, bro. You must be nuts. Who in their right mind bets on Korean baseball when you have no clue at all of any of those players? You've never heard of one of them.
And Champions even, League.
What?
We got Champions League going on during the day now.
I got to tell you. But that's like really early stages,
yes,
right?
Group stage takes
forever.
Yeah, it does.
I don't want to watch Champions League soccer right now when it doesn't like matter. I really don't. That's like watching international friendlies or, you know, the USA's first, what do they call them? Those qualifiers? Oh my God, they're just so awful.
CONCACAF qualifiers?
Oh,
God. Or the Gold Cup? Another
just
meaningless
stop.
Piece of hardware, the Gold Cup?
Every time I think of the USA soccer team, I think of Trinidad and Tobago beating us. Seriously, like, USA soccer.
That was.
Don't they have, you know what's funny? They brag about this USA soccer team that they got all these great players. In fact, there's like 9 or 10 Americans playing in the Champions League right now. Meanwhile, when they play for us, they all suck. Have you ever noticed? None of them do anything when they play for us.
Also, part of the problem is a lot of them haven't gotten the chance to play yet because people that were running the team were not letting younger guys get in the mix. So that's been part of the issue as well.
So my buddy in LA just wrote me saying, Joey Blunt's saying, these idiots are going to light fireworks and start more fires in LA tonight when the Dodgers win the World Series. Because the first time, I don't know if you realize it, when the Lakers won the championship, they said that now they're saying that 28% spike in cases of COVID in LA County are, they believe,
from partying,
from the Lakers celebrations. The spike it was a super spreader event, was the Lakers celebration when they won the championship. and that everybody got it. And now the Dodgers are going to win it for the first time since 88, and they're going to do it again. They're going to party again tonight in L.A. Count on it. One out. They're two outs away. This is the World Series is so over. It's not even funny. Not,
they'll party. I'm sure that they will. There'll be a party. There's no doubt. Will it be as big a party? Because I know, like you've always said, like Lakers are always, you know, King Tut in that town. But still with the Dodgers, I mean, it's huge, right? They'll still have a huge bash tonight on the streets of L.A.?
Yeah, I think so. I think without a doubt, because it's been so long since they've done it. And
right. And the Lakers have won a lot since then. The Lakers have won a ton since the last time the Dodgers have won.
And the Dodgers have been in it several times and lost, and they've made it to the mountaintop and lost every time. They've been embarrassed. So this is finally getting the monkey off their back. And let me tell you something else. They are so the king of Southern California. The Angels don't even register. They don't even get a blip. I mean, the only reason to go to an Angel game is to watch Mike Trout and to get a suntan. That's it. You sit in the sun. And you have a beer and you realize that the Angels suck and they don't matter at all. And you're probably considered a loser sitting there. I used to go to Angel games all the time living in Huntington Beach. And but believe me, the Dodgers have always been what's up in Southern California. The Dodgers are all that matter. I mean, it's not even like in the realm. It's not even you can't even make a movie up and fake it. Like that people care about the Angels. You know what I mean? Like it's all Dodgers, like 98% Dodger fans. I'm not even kidding. There's like, I mean, if you see someone walking around with like an Angels hat on, you almost fall over because it's so Dodgers everywhere you turn. In fact, like if you go, like I was in LA, right? At the fight or whatever with you. Remember I went shopping? Didn't you go shopping with me for my kid? Maybe that was mafia, but I went shopping to get them Laker jerseys.
I think I drank in the bar while you went shopping.
Right.
And you met me in the bar afterwards when I was watching Notre Dame.
That's right. And so I went and shopping, and all they had was Lakers and Dodgers. Nothing else. No Rams, no Chargers, no Angels, no Kings, no Ducks. No USC, no UCLA. It was just Dodgers and Lakers. That's all that matter. That's all that matter. And in fact, when I lived there, the Rams and Raiders played there, and they didn't matter either. And that's a fact. I mean, don't be fooled by the black hole and all their stupid fans. They act like there's some big throng of fans in LA. No one. They never. Did you ever see the Raider games at the Coliseum? It was empty. It's empty. And the Rams in Anaheim was even a bigger joke. The best versus the best. Watch Davis Santa Cruz this Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern for Halloween. In San Antonio at the Ferrellimo Dome. How about it? Gervonta Tank Davis against Leo Santa Cruz. You cannot beat this. They're both so phenomenal. It's not even funny. You've got two belts at stake, the WBA Super Featherweight World Championship and the WBA Lightweight World Championship on the line, the 135 and the 130-pound belts. Davis, the knockout artist, 23-0 with 22 knockouts against Leo Santa Cruz El Terremoto, 37-1-1 with 19 knockouts. I think he throws more hands than anyone I've ever seen in boxing. I mean, Leo just goes hard for 12 rounds and 36 minutes. He just literally throws 1,000 punches. It's craziness this Saturday night. How about this? At the Ferrellimo Dome in San Antonio, tickets available. They're letting boxing fans into the fight for the first time since the COVID. There's going to be actual fans at the fight in San Antonio off the Riverwalk. And that is Gandhi. They're going to have social distancing. They're going to put seats in blocks. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. It's on Showtime pay-per-view Saturday night. You can guarantee there's other good fights too. The co-feature, the WBA super lightweight champ, Mario Barrios of San Antonio, taking on Ryan Cowboy Carl from Houston. We had Carl on Coast to Coast on Friday. Also, Regis Prograis against Juan Geraldes, a 10-round super lightweight bout, and then a eliminator lightweight fight in the IBF between Isaac Cruz and Diego Magdaleno. Of course, Magdaleno, a veteran fighter. He's fought like 40 fights. The guy's tough as nails. Should be awesome. Call your cable operator, satellite provider. Go to Showtime.com or the Showtime app to order the fight. And again, Saturday night, Showtime pay-per-view, 9 p.m. Eastern from San Antonio. Davis, Santa Cruz, the best versus the best for the world. There you go. Dodgers win the World Series. Urias closes the door. It couldn't have happened to a better guy watching Adamas go 0 for the World Series on three pitches right down the highway, just right down the pike. And you get, listen, four stolen bases for Betts, two home runs. He scored the go-ahead run tonight. 30-1 to win the MVP. I think he gets it, but I think Carver High might be right. He just snuck in that he thinks they're going to give it to Kershaw for his two starts in the World Series. Others might think it's Seager. But either way, the Dodgers win it for the first time since 1988, and they celebrate out on the field. Kershaw had this look of amazement, and he had the smile cry going.
Yeah.
You know, where you're smiling and crying at the same time?
They're going to give him a Lifetime Achievement Award is what they're going to give him. They're going to give Kershaw a Lifetime Achievement Award. World Series MVP. It's supposed to be for the series. They're going to give it to him for all the years of all this. Because you know what the problem is, guy? There's not one guy that stuck out so much in the lineup that you could definitely say, oh, it's got to be him. Because you can kind of make a case for Seager. You can make a case for Mookie a little bit. They're going to give it to Kershaw just because, I mean, I think that's my guess because they're soft. That's why
I thought Betts did more stolen bases, game winning runs scored, sliding home a couple times to score big runs. I just feel like he generated so much offense when he got on base, stealing bases, getting home, sliding home. He slid past two tags at the plate, hit two home runs. What didn't he do? Hit a home run tonight? I think Betts is the guy. But I think you're right. They'll give it to Kershaw. But I think Betts is the MVP for me. Seager, he hit home runs, right, in the series? That's all he did, right? He just hit home runs. Fair enough. Then he might get it. But just that's all he did was swing and hit home runs. Fair enough. I think it's a great accomplishment that he hit home runs. But and they're showing Kershaw hugging Dave Roberts. I'm so happy for you, man. They're all lit up and just jacked, and they're going to get hammered. They're going to just pound champagne and beer now for 6-8 hours. LA is going to be lit, and I mean literally lit. Hopefully they're not stupid and setting off fireworks and starting fires, and with the winds, the Santa Anas, and all the problems they've had with fires out in Southern California, they don't need that. The first time the Lakers, when they won it, that was a super spreader. Everybody, COVID shot up 28% in LA. So, if everybody runs out to party with their friends and, drinks all night in the city and has their stomp sessions in the streets and lighting fires and tipping cars over and getting violent and looting, then enjoy the COVID that comes with it. Because that'll be next. You'll have your little party, your celebration, and then you're going to come down with a Honda. You know it's true, Carver. I'm not even joking. Like, the Lakers had 50,000 fans down in L.A. party, and they all got sick.
Yep.
I mean, no one... You know what's crazy in this country? It really is crazy. Is that we live in a place now, and it's like communist, right? So nowadays, you got the politicians and the president lying through their teeth that there's no such thing as COVID. We got it all under control. It's blowing through. It's over. We've rounded the corner. We're done. It's not a problem. We got it all figured out. Don't even worry about it. Don't wear a mask. Let's just have rallies and parties. Go vote. Do this, that. Meanwhile, no one wears masks anywhere. and then they all get sick. And then every ICU in the country's full. There's no beds. People are dying left and right. And then people still go out and party and go to a Laker celebration or a Dodger celebration in the streets. And no one wears masks and they party and drink all night and high five and kiss and hug each other and make out. And they think they're not going to get sick because they listen to these lying, conniving politicians that tell them that there's no such thing as COVID. I mean, are you kidding me? Honestly, like, have you seen the death toll and the hospitals everywhere full, everywhere? It's just out of control. In Wisconsin, it's just everywhere. It's everywhere. El Paso, they're putting people in beds in the parking lot, in tents. The beds are full in the hospital. They got to. There's places literally now I saw that they're not going to even, they're going to start rationing care. You understand what that means? They're just going to be like, you're too old. We're going to let you die. We're going to deal with this young person here, this woman here, this, you know, pregnant chick. We're going to deal with her. We're going to deal with this young guy over here, but you're too old. We're just going to let you die. That's what they're doing. They're going to ration care. They don't have enough doctors and medical professionals to deal with it. It's out of control. It's out of control. It's here again in the biggest way possible. It's crazy. And then people don't believe it because of their politics. They don't believe it. There's people that actually are like, there's no such thing as COVID. It's a conspiracy. The Democrats did it. It's the liberals that are faking everyone out that there's a pandemic. Meanwhile, people are dying all over the world in droves. Carver, I'm not making this stuff up. Like, how can you ignore it? How could you? Can you imagine like going to a Laker or to a Dodger celebration party tonight in the streets of Los Angeles and partying with thousands of people? Like, how stupid do you have to be? Seriously, yeah. I'd be at home happy. I'd be at home like a pig in a blanket. I'd be at home partying. I'd be celebrating. I'd be chugging beer, snapping tubes, smoking fatties. But I'm not going out with a bunch of people. I know a guy went out with three people to drink on his birthday. They all three got it.
Yeah, it's not an ideal situation to go and party. And they tried with the Laker one to say, you know, all the streets are closed off and this. That didn't stop anybody. It's not going to stop anybody tonight either.
Did you see the Wisconsin football team with all the quarterbacks have it? And this kid Vanden Boom or whatever his name is. No one even knows who it is. The fourth string quarterback's going to play against Nebraska and Lincoln on Saturday. Some kid, he's thrown one pass his whole career.
And he ain't going to play just this Saturday because the Big Ten is the conference that has that rule where if you're out 21 days.
That's 3 weeks.
Can't come back for 21 days. So that's 3 weeks all those guys aren't going to play.
Well, they're only playing 8 games. They're going to miss 3 of them.
They're going to miss 3 of the games.
Well, they played one. They played one, missed 3. That's 4. They got 4 left.
So Vanden Boom's going to have to get him across the line here the next 3 weeks.
I put zero stock in that kid's chances even to beat Nebraska. I know that Wisconsin's way better than Nebraska, but how good can you be as the, like Wisconsin's loaded, right? How good can you be, though, with a quarterback that can't do anything? I mean, seriously, what are you going to do? You got a quarterback that can't do anything. How can you win with him? What's he going to do? Just hand the ball off and they're going to run it down their throats? Because you know you don't trust him throwing it, do you?
I guess we're going to see what the kid's got against Nebraska on Saturday, right?
He's never played a game in his life at this level.
Got one pass. He's one for one. He completed the only pass he threw.
What, they put him in garbage time?
I don't know. I remember looking this afternoon. It was in 2018.
I know. How did he throw one pass in his career? They yank him? The quarterback helmet came off, so he had to come out to the sideline, so they stuck old Johnny Vandermeer in for one pass? Unbelievable. I'm sitting here. They're going to present the World Series trophy. Everyone's favorite, Rob Manfred. Personality.
Mr. Rob, our friend Rob.
Good old Rob, who's just butchered Major League Baseball, being in charge. He's just butchered it. Who are they going to give it to is what I want to know. Who are they giving this MVP to? Because they're just giving the trophy out now. I still don't. Have you seen any indication of who the MVP is?
No, but you're probably like 2 minutes ahead of me. So because you were at least 3 or 4 pitches ahead of me the whole game. So you're going to find out before me. They're going to announce it on the field. You're not going to find out beforehand.
Yeah, it's crazy. So how about, it's so funny, they're going to hand the baseball trophy, the World Series trophy, to some guy no one's ever heard of. Some owner.
Right. Well, we say this at every single trophy presentation. Me and you always go through this. What they do in the NHL is the only one that does it the right way. They hand the trophy to the players. In baseball, they give it to the owner. In football, they give it to the owner. In NBA, they give it. Remember when the Lakers won three weeks ago? Who they give it to first? They give it to Buss and to Pelinka and that crowd.
Right.
The players are the ones who should get this trophy first. NHL is the only one who does it right. And soccer. Soccer does it too. When you win the Champions League, the Premier League, they give the trophy to the players first.
Yeah. So what'd they do? Did they get the other run home? Was it 4-1 was the final? It was 3-1. I thought it was 3-1. It was 3-1. Yeah. How about this one? I'm looking at the thing right here. I just saw a story. It was so bad. I just saw it, and it was so bad that they actually just wiped it off. They literally had the Dodgers winning. ESPN had a story out that they won 4-1. And I looked at it, and I go, that's not the right score. And then sure enough, in 5 seconds, I saw it erased because they got the wrong score. Here's Mark Walter, the Dodgers owner that no one's ever heard of. They showed Magic Johnson in the owner's box in the ninth inning. It was so embarrassing because it's like, I know he's got a piece of the team, but how, you know what's next? You know what's next? I guarantee you within an hour, within 20 minutes from now, it's going to turn into LeBron. LeBron's going to start texting and tweeting. He'll start tweeting congratulations. And then every media outlet's going to pick up on LeBron James sends his congratulations to the Dodgers. Who gives a rat's ass what he thinks? All right, so my buddy, the only thing I'm happy for the Dodgers is my old boss and friend Stan Kasten is standing up on that stage now next to Andrew Friedman. Stan Kasten has been heavily involved with the Dodgers for years since he left Atlanta and went to Los Angeles. Here's the big story, though, bigger than the fact that the Dodgers just won the World Series, is that they have announced that Justin Turner was pulled from the game in the ninth inning because he tested positive for coronavirus. So Justin Turner has COVID-19, and the entire team is wearing masks now on the field and on the stage and everything else. And the bottom line is that Justin Turner will not be allowed near that team to celebrate this world championship tonight because he has COVID-19. How crazy is that, Carver High?
That is wild. I mean, he was out there the whole game. They've been in the bubble for weeks. Very strange. Very bizarre. That's 2020.
Did we lose Morenci or? Oh, hey, Gabe, what did you think? Can you even believe that Justin Turner, they just announced that he has COVID and pulled him out of the game in the ninth inning with a failed coronavirus test? That's craziness.
Yeah, it really is. You know what? You know, at first, too, I thought, oh, it sucks for him. He misses the party. But on a deeper perspective, if he has coronavirus, Scotty, I guarantee you other players on the team have coronavirus right now. So imagine this goes seven games. Justin Turner wouldn't have played in game seven. And who else is going to test positive over the next couple hours for the Dodgers right now? It was imperative they won tonight. Can you imagine? Let's just say they didn't win tonight. We find out, I don't know, Cody Bellinger, Mookie Betts, and Walker Buehler have coronavirus. The World Series could have taken a crazy turn, Scotty.
Yeah, it's insane. I want to see who gets it. All right, have a great show. Morenci's next with Sports Radio. I'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast at 4. Good night, everybody.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/audio and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/audio to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.